AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Billionaire Elon Musk is telling Republican lawmakers he is not to blame for the firings of thousands of federal workers, including veterans, as he pushes to downsize the government. Instead, he said in private talks this week that those decisions are left to the various federal agencies. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on how federal worker layoffs are affecting families.
Some laid off federal workers are scrambling to replace their health insurance and to find new work. But at the same time, they're facing relatives who are happy about their firing. Expecting sympathy, some workers who have been axed are finding family and friends who are now happy to support efforts to slash what they saw as bloated government waste. Luke Tobin, who was fired from his U.S. Forest Service job in Idaho, says it's been one of the worst parts of the ordeal. He says he's been treated as a public enemy by the government, and now it's bleeding into his own family. The federal job cuts are the work of DOGE, which has been tearing through agencies looking for suspected waste. More layoffs are expected as DOGE continues its work. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Chairman Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve is likely to keep its key interest rate unchanged in the coming months as it awaits for widespread uncertainty stemming from President Trump's policies to resolve. Powell says the net effect of those changes are what will matter for the economy and the Fed's interest rate policies. U.S. employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month, but the outlook is cloudy as President Trump threatens a trade war, purges the federal workforce, and promises to deport millions of immigrants. The Labor Department says the hiring was up from a revised 125,000 jobs in January. This is AP News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the population decline of butterflies.
A new study finds America's butterflies are disappearing at a catastrophic rate. The study in the journal Science shows the number of winged beautiful butterflies is down 22% since 2000.
The trend is linear and downward.
Study co-author and Michigan State University entomologist Nick Haddad says the decline has been adding up.
You're going from 100 butterflies to 99. Most people couldn't detect that difference. But then when it accumulates year after year, and now there are 80 butterflies where there were 100, people can start to notice.
The reasons for the shrinking butterfly population include climate change and loss of habitat.
Pesticides rise to the top as the key factor causing decline.
Haddad says there are no signs the decline will end, but changes can be made to help butterflies in backyards and in neighborhoods. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.